You're gonna need a body bag. I'll break bones you didn't know you had. When I'm done, there will be nothing left of you for your friends to hold on to when they find you cold and blue tonight, face down in a parking lot. Next time around, think about what you say before you run your mouth. Cause you're all alone and you're nothing without your friends now. You can tell the petty man what you really said, but I already know. You got another day coming if you think you're walking home. This time I'm waiting here for you. You got nowhere to hide. You're gonna need a body bag. I'll break bones you didn't know you had. When I'm done, there will be nothing left of you for your friends to hold on to when they find you cold and blue tonight, face down in a parking lot. Here's a question: what do you do when you're all alone and you got nowhere to run to? Swear I'll find you. And this is what I'll do: I'll take it slow.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Oh yeah, the happy pills have been administered. I'm not talking about Viagra, the little blue fuck pill. I'm not talking about that happy pill. I'm talking about the one that you take and you go on a little trip. And the other personalities are so mellow. Oh, yeah. You can strap me to some electrodes until I piss myself, ladies
Put
and gents.
Put him in a straight jacket and give him an enema.
That's not a bad idea. That is not a bad idea. But here's my question about enemas. I've never had one. I've never really had a desire to get one. But why are there flavors? We've talked about on the show before butterscotch enemas. Your butthole can't taste it, so why is it there? Why is there butterscotch enema? Why is there strawberry enemas? I was talking to Knee Pad Girl once, and I said, you know, if I got a strawberry enema and I was wearing silver boxers, my ass would probably look like a Pop-Tart. I mean, think about it. Maybe you shouldn't think about
it. That's gross.
Yeah, it is pretty gross. We'll talk about enemas and my ass a little bit later on. Oh, man. Why don't you tighten up your straitjacket and let the insanity fly? And ask yourself this question. What can an insane man in a straitjacket with 3 watts of power do? Anything I want.
Ha 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 ha!
All right, what do you say? Let's do it, friends. Hello!
Hello!
And welcome to that 3-watt, that tiny 3-watt radio show. That's so tiny, it sneaks in and gets over 200,000 downloads. A lot of you enjoying the top 100. A lot of you said you're taking time getting through it, so it is a big countdown. We had a lot of fun doing it, but over 200,000 downloads, and I want to thank you all for that. But this is that tiny 3-watt radio show where I get to play all the songs I want to hear. I play all the songs you want to hear, and I do it every week from the padded walls of my electric sandbox right up here on the 44th floor. Can you believe it? Yeah, the air is thin, but the humor is thick. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I am your host.
Did your mother ever have any kids that lived?
Let me think about that for a moment. Well, I'll get back to you on it. Like I was saying, this is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I am your host, Crazy J.
No offense and all, but fucked in the head, right?
Just a little, kind of off to the left of the curb, if you know what I mean. But the show is back in its official run. We did the crazy top 100 countdown of 2008, and we're back now, and on this show, it is the return of one of our favorite segments, Not in the News. Yes, those off-the-wall, outrageous news stories that don't seem to get a lot of coverage. Every once in a while, they'll slip one in, you know. But they don't give it the proper care that the story deserves. So I bring it to you in our little segment we call Not in the News. Also some stories and little things that have been going on with me while the show hasn't been going on. So we'll talk about that, like the DVD. Yeah, it's finally done. Yeah, it's done. And you'll be able to order it probably within a week. If you head on over to rockincomedyshow.com, the official website of the show, rockincomedyshow.com, you will see a newly updated website, and it's amazing. There's also a section in there that says, the stupid, obnoxious, and a waste of your time DVD. You can click on that and watch a clip of the DVD right there on the website, friends. That's right. Not messing around. So we'll talk about the DVD and a few other things coming up. Also on the show, we've got the Crazy 8 Countdown. And this time around, this kind of inspired me during the Top 100 when Alan and I we're talking about the Frantics, and I said we should do a top, a crazy eight of the top eight Frantics things. But instead, I'm doing Monty Python. So we've got some of the best Monty Python songs and bits on this edition of the Crazy 8 Countdown. And if that's not enough for you, I have some requests that I will be getting to, and much, much more. Remember, you can email me. It's pretty simple.
What's your email address?
It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. I also have a MySpace page. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. Also on the show, we have our first guest DJ of 2009. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. A fun guy. He is a local here from Las Vegas. His name is Michael Gagliano. I knew I was going to blow it, and I, practiced it. Michael Gagliano, and he'll be here as your guest DJ. He'll have three song sets throughout the show. Fun guy. He's a little out there.
That kid is fucked up.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. So we've got our guest DJ, we've got Not in the News. We have your request, we have the Crazy 8 Countdown. So what do you say? Let's start it. I think it's going to be a great show. So get in, sit down, hold on, and shut up.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Right. And what do you say? Let's get ready to play.
Now it is time to play.
Let's get things started on this show. Let's rock out with some Sponge.
Into a unit of a screen fly. We are aware.
got parts everyone can enjoy. She's got more, she's got less. She's got her manhood tucked in her dress, yeah. Is she a mister or is she a miss? Does she stand up when she's taking a piss? She's my little girl, yeah, she's my little guy. When I try to please her, I get poked in the eye, yeah. She wears lace and she wears flannel. She watches football and the Lifetime Channel. What's that bulge under her nightie? It must be her Maphrodite, yeah. Her Maphrodite, yeah. Some things are white, some things are black. Some girls wear makeup, mine shaves her back. But she is still beautiful, she is still fine. It's too bad her package is bigger than mine, yeah. She can't help her imperfections. She gets jock itch from her yeast infections. Who stole all my tidy whitey? Must be hermaphrodite, yeah. Hermaphrodite, oh. Hermaphrodite, la 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 la.
From dusk till dawn, rock and roll doctor is always on.
Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, you want to turn your radio down, sir.
Hello?
You want to turn your radio down, please.
Yeah, I'm going to the Aerosmith concert, man. I was wondering what kind of drugs I should take.
Okay, Aerosmith, that's heavy metal. You're going to want to stay away from stimulants. They react negatively with the high decibels. When those guitars start feeding back, you're going to be clawing your face off. I suggest rather a mild depressant, beer, maybe some Quaaludes.
All right, man. You got any?
No, I don't. I'd like to point out right here, the rock and roll doctor does not advocate drugs. I just prescribe them. Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air. Are you having a bad trip, sir? Is that what it is?
Too much.
Yeah, okay. Well, you want the hotline. This is the rock and roll doctor. Next, please try to dial carefully, people, okay? It's very important. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Did you see Quadrophenia, man?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you should, man. It's really good. It's got all this Who music in it, man. Really good.
Yeah, okay. Well, you have a question here?
Right. Well, it's about the mods, you know. They're like early hippies in England, but they're not hippies. They ride around on mopeds, you know. And
you want to get to the point, please.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the mods are like always taking these pills. They're called blues, man. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of blues, man. Like, what are these blues?
As far as I'm concerned, it's Negro music. Blue is not really a good drug color. I suggest try reds instead. Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Yes, my sister and I are going to the new Christy Minstrel show at the Playhouse tonight, and I was wondering what I should take.
A good book. Okay, rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, turn your radio down, please. You want to turn your radio down, please, sir?
What?
Turn your radio down.
Oh, yeah.
Right, okay. That's better. You have a question, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to the Nugent concert.
Kind of figured.
Well, I'm taking some pot and some acid, and I'm going to be taking some coke, and I'm going to be taking a couple of quarts of rum. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if there's anything else that I should take.
Yeah, an ambulance. Rock and roll doctor, you're on the air.
Rock and roll doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had these, pills, and I took them, I think, and, like, do you know what they were, man?
No, I don't.
Oh, wow. Well, I was just wondering, like, who is this?
This is the Rock and Roll Doctor. Why don't you lie down for a couple days? Do us both a favor. You'll feel a whole lot better. People, when you call in, try to have a question in mind, okay? It just makes the show move a whole lot faster. Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, you had a call a moment ago. It sounded like my son. Well, you tell that lousy punk that if I catch him taking any more drugs, I'll clobber him.
Okay, you want to calm down, sir? You sound a bit upset.
Well, you're damn right I'm upset. I think I got good reason to be upset.
Okay, well, you're on your way to a heart attack, sir, or an ulcer at the very least. I suggest you take a couple Valium and relax.
I don't have any Valium.
Okay, well, just stay on the line. I'll get your name and I'll send you a prescription, okay?
Yeah? Hey, thanks.
Okay, no problem. Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air.
Hello.
Goodbye. Rock and Roll Doctor, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Detective Johnson of the Drug Enforcement Agency. Doctor, perhaps you'd like...
Okay, that's just about all the time we have for calls right now. We're going to break, take a word from our sponsor and be back.
I was alone. I was all by myself. No one was looking. I was thinking of you. Oh yeah, did I mention I was all by myself? All by myself. All by myself. All by myself. I went to your house. Myself. You and me had such wonderful times when I'm all by myself. All by myself.
That is Green Day right here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with their song called All By Myself. We had Travesty Unlimited ahead of that with Rock and Roll Doctor. Stephen Lynch kicking it off, the comedy set that is, with Hermaphrodite. It is the Rock and Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. Coming up in just a few minutes, I'll be turning the microphone over to your guest DJ, your first guest DJ of 2009. Remember, if you want a shot at being a guest DJ, just email me. It's crazyj@comic.com. That's crazyj@comic.com. You can also make that request through MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. Let's have some Zeppelin.
Can I see you tonight? And the world through your smile stops. I'm Selma, and I'll be your server this evening. The special is pasta primavera, and it comes with a salad. Oh, and by the way, I abuse my children. Lots of times, I beat them for even the smallest reason. When they really get on my nerves, I lock them in the closet for a few hours.
If only child abuse was this easy to recognize, perhaps then more people would report it. If you even suspect abuse, call Child Help at 1-800-4-A-CHILD. Or visit www.childhelp.org. We've helped millions of people help millions of children, and we can help you. All calls are anonymous and confidential. So remember, 1-800-4-A-CHILD, or visit www.childhelp.org. Child Help. Trust your instincts. A public service message.
We teach them how to tie their shoes. And the Ad Council. They teach us how to live our lives. We teach them long division. They teach us how to bank online. Our children will always outgrow us. But for the first time in generations, they may not outlive us. Over the last 25 years, the percent of overweight children aged 6 to 11 has doubled. The percent of overweight teenagers tripled. Obesity kills. Heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, all are linked to obesity. A problem that could be greatly reduced just by having a place to exercise. Right now, people are working hard to put parks and playgrounds where children live, where children will use them. Finding out how you can help is as easy as tying your shoes. Log on to earthshare.org now. A public service message brought to you by Earthshare and the Ad Council.
In this column, you can see third quarter earnings are up 7% above projected growth. Oh, and as I mentioned to the board of directors, I'm an abusive father. Not only do I physically abuse my two young children all the time, I neglect them as well. I often leave them alone for hours at a time without any supervision.
If only child abuse was this easy to recognize, perhaps then more people would report it. If you even suspect abuse, call Child Help at 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. We've helped millions of people help millions of children, and we can help you. All calls are anonymous and confidential. So remember, 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. Child Help. Trust your instincts. A public service message brought to you by Child Help and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
Stupid idea.
Way to go, stupid.
Stupid.
Yep, that's me. I'm that stupid.
It's time now for a rockin' comedy show mix-up.
myself.
Cause I'm a pussy.
You know I bump Jack Johnson when I roll.
Cause I'm a pussy.
My asthma's really bad when it's cold.
Cause I'm a pussy.
You don't wanna mess with me, son. Cause if you make me nervous, I just might throw up.
Secretary for a veterinarian.
I squat in the bathroom so no one can hear me pee. I'm in drama club, marching band, and in ASB. I wanna hook up with every chick that I see. But when I try, my hands get sweaty and I cannot breathe. So I scavenge my dignity, go home and write some poetry. Cause you know that my cat is always happy to see
Cause
me.
I'm a pussy.
The English patient makes me cry every time.
Cause I'm a pussy.
No beer for me, but a smear off ice would be just fine.
Cause I'm a pussy.
I stub my toe really bad. I go to the doctor, but every time he just laughs.
In its pungent porcelain pool.
I like a present on my
birthday. I like to find a gift beneath my Christmas tree. But I do not like surprises in the toilet. Please don't leave any there for me.
What's wrong with feeling?
I like a present on my birthday. I like to find a gift beneath my Christmas tree. But I do not like surprises in the toilet. Please don't leave any there for me.
It's Barry and the Bookbinders here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with the Chocolate Anaconda. And ahead of that, brand new from Dynamike, we played that on the countdown. That's Meow, coming out on his new CD, hopefully due out sometime this year. Speaking of surprises in the toilet, one of my goals, I don't really like to say New Year's resolutions, I like to say goals. One of my goals in 2009 is to lose a significant amount of weight. I started doing it late last year, kind of, you know, fell off, didn't want to do it anymore. I was working with a personal trainer and he left, and I have this other guy that I'm working with now, and he said, the first thing we need to do, Jay, is we need to clean your colon. We need to just, you know, evacuate your intestinal tract. Probably 15 pounds of you being overweight is just shit that is built up in your intestinal tract. So I'm going to give you the stuff that you're going to use. It's going to be like little tiny brooms going in there and cleaning out your intestinal tract. It's going to be good. You know, give it 3-4 days. You're going to start to get a little gassy, and then all of a sudden you're going to be like, I got to poop. And that's exactly how he said it. I have to poop. And so I took this stuff home, reluctant, not thinking it was going to work. I actually wasn't quite sure how fast it was going to work. Like, I was expecting, you know, a couple hours. I forgot that he did say it was going to be a couple of days. And I did it, you know, before I went to bed every night. I had a big glass of orange juice. I put this colon cleanse, and that's exactly what it's called, in my juice. And it's supposed to fill you up a little bit. And then the first couple of days you're on it, you get really bloated. And I was, you know, the whole regional area, and that the stomach vicinity, I guess is the word, got real bloated, and probably the third day in, you know, he asked me, he's like, have you had any results yet? Nope, I still have friends. And it wasn't until on the fourth day, thank God I was at home. Because I started farting like you couldn't imagine. And I was like, oh, man, it's like standing in line at a ride for Disneyland. it was going to be awesome. And nothing happened. And then I literally went out. I went to it was a restaurant when it first occurred. And he told me, the first time you're in there, you're going to be in there a while. And you're gonna notice it. Wow, did I notice it? I actually got a text message while I was in there, because I was in there so long. Somebody sent me a text message, hey, are you okay? And they were aware that I was on the colon cleanse. And I said, yes, I'm pooping things from when I ate it when I was 5 years old. his stuff is great, you know, but man, and I'm still on it. And so every once in a while, like every 3-4 days, I go in there and, release a chocolate anaconda, so to speak, but I do release it into the wild anyway. So one of my goals is I'm really trying, to lose weight, harder now than, you know, more so now than ever before. One of my big weaknesses is I drink a lot of soda. Captain and Coke doesn't help, you know, so I've given up soda completely. I haven't been on it in like 2 weeks, so, you know, give it up for me. But, I literally was like, just it was like that in the restaurant. I hate to be so perverse about it. Exactly that. Anyway, that's my goal. That's one of my big goals of 2009 is to just lose the weight, look really good by the time Desert Fest rolls around. I have a lot of friends supporting me. We're going out to the gym. We're doing that sort of thing. And, you know, it's awesome. Yeah, and I have noticed a difference. I'm doing some hydroxy cut, and I've given up the soda and all that stuff. And I have noticed a difference. I do feel a little better. I do have a little more energy, and, you know, it's good. So I thought I'd share that with my people because, you know, you guys, you love the show, and we want Crazy J to be around a while. So that's what I've been working on. But this whole cleaning the colon thing reminded me of this bit from John Panetta.
I went to an herbalist. Nice lady. This herbalist lady, she said to me, are you a vegetarian? Not in the strictest definition. Like, I'm trying to be a vegetarian. Like, I don't eat veal, but he grows up. I'll kill him on the front lawn. He's got to go. Actually, I don't eat veal because it gave me nightmares. I dreamt the mother cow came into the restaurant while I was eating veal parmesan. She'd walk in, have you seen Timmy? I'll help you look for him. Let me get a doggy bag. So, no veal. And I used to love lamb. Lamb chops, Yitos, my favorite. Oh, lamb. Mm. My friend owns a farm. I go up to the farm. He has livestock. He gives me a baby lamb to hold. It falls asleep in my arms. I love lamb. He says to me, it fell asleep. It trusts you. It has very poor judgment. I'm petting this lamb knowing I'm never going to have lamb again. And he said, would you like to see the cows now? Hell no. I'll see them at McDonald's. So this herbalist lady, she was healthy. She really was. She was in her 50s. She looked 30. She was doing something right. So I wanted to listen and learn. But she said to me, I want you to cleanse your system. So for the first month, I want you to juice. To juice. What? Juice is not a verb. What do you want me to do? She just wanted me to have juice to eat. That's it. Just juice. She sold me a juicer. I thought it was a wood chipper. You can juice stuff I didn't know had juice in it. And I can't have just juice. I don't do well. Third day, I juiced a ham. And yes. She called me up. How you doing? I'm juicing. Let me get this Krispy Kreme in here. We'll be good to go. Every herbalist is obsessed with the fact that people have a blocked colon. I don't know how much science there is behind it. I walked in and she said, you have a blocked colon. Horrible visuals came to mind. How are we going to unblock this bad boy? Here, attach this to your garden hose. Lady, I have neighbors. I'll get a letter from the homeowners association. Please do not clean your colon on front lawn. Signed, all of us. She said, no, it's very easy to cleanse your system. She said, you're juicing, right? Yeah. Take these herbs, put them in the juice 3 times a day. After a month, your colon will be clean. I don't know what was in the herbs, but I called her an hour and a half later from the bathroom. Hey, crazy lady. I'm sending back the rest of the herbs. Mission accomplished. My colon is clean. I swallowed a quarter when I was 7. $50 came out. My ass hit the jackpot. When I walk, I whistle now. Listen to this.
Help me out, I live my life in the As a dad, you'll probably spend years teaching your son how to hit a baseball, how to throw a tight spiral and hit a receiver, how to spring off a diving board and hit the water, how to hit a one wood and a nine iron, how to hit the bullseye, how to hit the strike zone, hit a jump shot, hit the open man, hit the hockey net, and maybe the most challenging of all, how to hit the books. But the question is this: how much time will you spend teaching him what not to hit? Teach your son early and often that all violence against women is wrong. For tips on what to say, visit endabuse.org. Brought to you by the Family Violence Prevention Fund, the Waite Institute for Violence Prevention, the Ad Council, and this station.
Think carefully. Do you remember what you had for breakfast this morning? Do you remember where you're supposed to be this afternoon? Do you remember the first question? Our children, your child, may not, because every day the chances of becoming a victim of mercury poisoning increase. Mercury poisoning may cause neurological damage that impairs learning, language development, vision, and memory. And mercury itself has become part of our everyday lives, absorbed by certain fish, taken into our bodies, and passed on to our children like a common cold. But you can stop this. Log on to earthshare.org and find out how. Will you remember that? A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Mike G here at the Rocking Comedy Show, enjoying myself with a little Jay Dizzle over here and his crazy dog that likes to bite my arm. I'm talking through a microphone that's taped to the actual base, but that's cool though. You know, I'm all for it. It's awesome.
It's all about high quality.
And there's a standard that needs to be maintained in the music business, and you're doing it well.
Thank you.
No problem. So I work with Jay a little bit here and there. We do gay porn together, but that's yeah, that's for a different day, different story, different time zone. I brought some music over to help you guys wind your day down or start it up or whatever you're about to do, masturbate, kill somebody, whatever it is. And hopefully this will get you going and you'll have a good time. This right here is a little Chevelle.
We'll be right back. got nothing left. And it's a shame what we've become when we hurt the ones we love. And it's a place I cannot go anymore. When we could lie.
That was a Dishwalla right there. One of their newer albums. It still came out a couple years ago, but I like them. They did that song Counting Blue Cars. You may have heard that back in the 90s when you were wearing MC Hammer pants, jumping around with some crazy vests on. You're hearing one of those real tight afros that went straight up and didn't go out anywhere else. I don't know how they did that. I can't even comb my hair in the morning. So I want to talk to you about something really important, Jay.
What's that?
I want to know, when you were a kid, okay, and you think about, when you're a kid, you don't think about work, right? You think about do. Like, what do you want to do? What are you going to be? What did you want to do? What did you want to be?
Firefighter.
That's a bullshit answer, and you know it, son.
I wanted to be a DJ. That's the truth.
Oh, God. Two for two.
What do you mean? That's not bullshit.
That's so true. That's either your dog or you.
I knew superhero was out of the question.
I didn't.
Well, that's nice.
Actually, you know what's funny? I wanted to be the guy that was in the cage that they put in the water to test shark bait and stuff. I really thought that would have been a really awesome job.
I wanted to be just like you, Mike.
That would have been an awesome job, too. But the position's already been filled. I'm sorry.
So you wanted to be shark bait.
Yeah, you know what? I did. I wanted to survive a shark
attack. I think you've just created a new nickname for yourself.
Shark bait? That's awesome. I'll take it. That's way better than Jaws. You know, I did. I wanted to be an astronaut, but there was another thing that I couldn't get my head around.
An astronaut?
Yeah, and the biggest thing was I really had no plans in going to visit Uranus. It kind of scared me, so I thought maybe...
Many people have not wanted to venture there.
Yeah, it is no man's land.
Right.
Except for Scanlon.
Wow. I'm not even going to dignify that with a response.
Because you can't, sir.
That's right. With legal issues.
But so I think when it comes to being a kid, and then when you get older, and by older I mean 12, you realize that life is pretty much a downhill slide into workdom.
After you hit 12?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. That's when you realize, damn.
Did you work in a sweatshop when you were younger? Like, why would you feel that at 12? You don't start working until you're like 16.
You know, mind your damn business, okay? No, you know what? Actually, no, I did have a pretty interesting life, and it wasn't a sweatshop.
You had an interesting life. Like, it's not over.
You know, dude, I can pretty much stamp myself in at this point. I'm just waiting for Social Security.
You got a long ways to go.
I'm only 26. Flip it around. That's 62. I'm out the door, brother. Live it while you can, okay?
All right.
But, you know, I just think, I think it's important to keep a hold of your dreams, you know? Even if it's shitting your pants in an IHOP. That's my goal when I'm older.
Did you do that earlier today?
I wanted to, but that lady already looked like she was having a bad day. I figured, well, I don't need
to. How would that affect her day? It's your pants.
It is my pants, but the chocolatey goodness would only satisfy me, but it would infuriate her. And there's no need to add insult to injury when you're already, you know.
Can we get to your next song?
Oh, yeah, you sure. This next song is I actually don't know, but enjoy.
All right, here it is.
Mission.
That was a little Viva La Vida by the Cranberries. It's a good band. I really like them.
Is that it?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know. I mean, it's not like I know exactly, like, actually, I lied. It's not the Cranberries. It's a Coldplay.
What?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a problem I have.
No, you fit in perfectly with the show. I don't know half the music I play either.
Yeah. I know how that goes. I just want to give a shout out really quick.
Oh, no. Am I going to need lawyers in here?
No way.
Okay.
I just wanted to tell myself that I'm really cool. And,
you wanted to tell yourself?
Nice. Well, I mean, I'll hear this later, you know, so.
Nice.
I just want to make sure that I get some positive.
Give a shout out to Mike G.
Yeah,
one of the
great.
Coolest guys I know. Fucking badass.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome. He's like 6'5", $90,000 in his pocket.
Has amazing pecs.
Yeah, really good.
His pectoral muscles are to die for.
Only one. He lost the other in Nam.
Only one. I only have one pectoral muscle. Yeah. The other one is it's bad. It's in bad shape.
It's in bad shape. Ever since the accident.
It has but the other one has a really big areola.
Yeah, giant. It looks like an Oreo, minus the cream filling.
Oh, my God. Like the Oreo cookie they give out on Valentine's Day that's pink.
Yeah, I like to call it double stuff, too.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I do. Well, thanks for letting me come down here. Check out this cool pad you've got. I do really like this couch.
Yeah.
And I think that the hair from the dogs really accentuate the color.
Thanks for pointing it out, Dick.
Yeah, no problem. And this there's a cup that's actually been staring at me since I got in here.
A cup?
I think it's older than I am. Oh, there it is. There it is. Oh, I see it now, don't you? It's been hiding from
you. I don't
you.
Sit on that side of the room, so I don't
sure
know.
You don't.
I don't know what people leave over there. We're gonna take a break. You'll be back next hour to entertain us with some more fine music.
Woo!
All right, we'll be back with
take care.
More of the Rockin' Comedy Show right after this.
Think carefully. Do you remember what you had for breakfast this morning? Do you remember where you're supposed to be this afternoon? Do you remember the first question? Our children, your child, may not, because every day the chances of becoming a victim of mercury poisoning increase. Mercury poisoning may cause neurological damage that impairs learning, language development, vision, and memory. And mercury itself has become part of our everyday lives, absorbed by certain fish, taken into our bodies, and passed on to our children like a common cold. But you can stop this. Log on to earthshare.org and find out how.
Hey, now, this is JT from The Uninvited, and you are listening to The Crazy J Show.
Darling, when we met, you were a pretty little thing. But your body started changing when I gave you that ring. You're supersizing, no exercising. Goodbye, working out. A double meat with cheese, another helping, please. Baby, that's what you're all about. I pick you up in my pickup truck, but you had to ride in the back. I stopped off at the Sonic Burger. You ate everything in my sack. Darling, please, won't you please think of me? I'd love to have my baby back. My baby back. My baby back. 6 months have passed and you've gained 50 pounds. And I confess you've got a real big rack. But the bad part is when I give you a hug, you got a 2 more on your back. You're supersizing, no exercising. Goodbye, working out. A double meat with cheese, another helping, please. Baby, that's what you're all about. I played football with the boys last night, and you were all-time quarterback. But none of us could ever tackle you, 'cause you're built like a lumberjack. Darling, please, won't you please think of me? I'd love to have my baby back.
Baby back.
Put down the ribs,
baby back.
My baby back.
Baby back.
And baby, come back to me, yeah.
Baby, won't you come on back?
From his CD, King of the Mountains, that's Rodney Carrington with Baby Back. I want my baby back. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J, keeping the tunes of rockin' for your entertainment. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, rockin' you here on the 44th floor. Now let's have some talking heads.
Oh,
explain glacial motion while Los Angeles don't drop into the ocean. I can't unfold the layers of mystery or piece together the tragedy of history, 'cause those lucky suckers, they don't have to work. Big 3D billboards and big 30-foot smirks.
Yeah.
It's Weezer here on the Rockin' Comedy Show with Buddy Holly, ahead of that, President of the United States of America with her song Naked and Famous. That's really, you know, that's really the main reason I decided to lose all my weight. Not, you know, for the health reasons or anything like that. I just want to look good naked. I just want a girl to go, oh my God, he's gonna rock my world. Yeah. So, you know, speaking of rocking, we're rocking the 44th floor here on the industrial tower of 4th Street, and hopefully your pants. Yeah, buddy!
It's time now for a rockin' comedy show mix-up.
Where's my vodka and cranberry? I feel like I'm at Pier. Yeah, just getting my groove on. Just dancing with the ladies. Giving them what I got. And oh, they like it. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. You can visit me at MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. Don't forget, check out the official website of the show. It's been updated like you wouldn't believe. And it looks fantastic. It's rockincomedyshow.com. Again, that's rockincomedyshow.com. And hey, let's give it up for Mike G doing a great job with his first guest DJ spot. And he's going to be back this hour to give you some more. Remember, if you want to be a guest DJ, all you have to do is email me. It's Crazy J.
What's your email address?
Like, fired off great. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. What? No, my email address is not the Rockin' Comedy Show. My email address. Oh, my email address is crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Oh, yeah. It's our favorite part of the show, not in the news. News, it's been a while. We've got some great stories, though, to start off 2009. Remember, these are real stories. They just don't get a lot of media attention. So I go looking through websites to find the obscure ones and bring them to you right here in Not in the News News. So if you're ready, let's get started. A man has been convicted of first-degree murder in a case in which authorities said he dismembered and cooked his wife's body in their Summit Township restaurant, and now he's seeking a new trial. The request is based on what his defense says is new evidence that he was in a state of what they call marijuana-induced psychosis at the time of the killing.
I'm so wasted!
At a hearing in Jackson County, Joseph Galati said he was not questioned at Kevin Arts' trial about the findings that indicted Arts, who was intoxicated by marijuana when he killed his wife, making it possible he did not do it intentionally.
Marijuana kills.
There was a high likelihood he was displaying marijuana psychosis, said Galdi, who is a retired consulting forensics examiner from the Center of Forensics Psychiatry. Galdi testified at his trial in 2001 with the former co-owner of Kip's Pizza Taco House. That sounds like a lovely establishment. Kip's Pizza and Taco House. Authorities said Arts, who is now 52, used a metal bar to hit his
now,
wife.
Everybody keep it down while I whack the crap out of this thing.
Yeah, he used the metal bar to bludgeon to death his wife, Patricia, who at the time was 46, back in July of 1999. A state of marijuana psychosis is characterized by intense fear, heavy drowsiness, and visual illusions. Galdi said Arts perceived his wife to be...
My wife is a transsexual Satan worshiper.
Well, close. He perceived his wife to be a demon, Galdi said.
Your suffering will be legendary, even in hell.
At the time of the trial, the defense led by Joseph Philippe, now a Jackson County District Judge, argued Arts was insane or mentally incapable of the crime. It did not argue his mental state, which was impaired by marijuana, which trial testimony indicated he smoked on a regular basis, if you can believe that.
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
The jury did not buy the defense's 2001 trial arguments, and now retired Circuit Judge Edward Grant sentenced Arts to life in prison. Arts has since appealed his conviction. The Michigan Court of Appeals upheld the jury's verdict in April 2003, and the state Supreme Court refused it in October of 2003 to hear his appeal. Now this testimony could give him another chance.
Doing a happy dance? Doing a happy dance?
Now, I don't know if you remember around Christmas time, one of our last Not in the news stories. We talked about a man who hit his girlfriend with a sandwich because they got in a fight and nearly caused her to wreck the car when her glasses got knocked off. Well, since then, amazing things have happened in Port St. Lucie. Another man was arrested for throwing a sandwich at his girlfriend.
Ouch!
Yeah. This is actually the third food attack that has sent the men to jail. This is the third one since our first story that we talked about. According to a police report, 20-year-old Matthew Rubin threw the sandwich at his girlfriend's face during an argument.
And now, it's on that donkey leg.
Rubin then hit her on the top of the head.
To the head.
with his fist before taking off.
This is Deal.
Ruben admitted to throwing the food but not hitting her. He was arrested and faces battery charges.
What the fuck are you doing? It's a joke. It's a joke.
And like I said, back in November, another man was arrested on battery charges for hitting his girlfriend with a sandwich.
He hit me. Well, I'm sure he meant to do that.
Oh, it's just so... It's just crazy. Knocking her glasses off and nearly causing a traffic crash. Police reports did not say what type of sandwich was used on that attack or in the most recent incident. But again, people, I'm telling you, it had to have been a club sandwich. Thank you. And, well, let's just keep it going. Let's just keep the theme going, if you don't mind. Vero Beach, Florida. A man is facing domestic violence charges after authorities say he assaulted his girlfriend with a cheeseburger.
How many times must we go through this?
An Indian River County Sheriff's Office arrest report says 22-year-old Vincent Gonzalez and his girlfriend got into an argument as they sat in a car in the front of their home.
Don't you slap me no more. You clear on that?
The report says Gonzalez would not let her out of the vehicle, so the woman threw his drink out of the car. In response, Gonzalez allegedly grabbed her arm and smashed the cheeseburger into her face.
Feels like an Arby's snack.
Sorry. Can we hear that one again?
Feels like an Arby's snack.
Thank you. The pair got out of the car, and authorities said Gonzalez took the McDonald's sandwich and put it on her face. Gonzalez was released on a $1,000 bond. I'm telling you.
People are losing their mind.
and this is a perfect example because this next story has two things we like.
All right, remember, alcohol equals puke equals smelly mess equals nobody likes you.
Right, it's definitely about alcohol, but what else?
It's got booze, it's got girls, booze and girls equals, I don't know, do you? I don't know, do you? I think you do. Do you?
apparently, again, in Fort Pierce, Florida, I don't know what's going on in Florida. but a man called police after he came home from work and spotted an intoxicated woman drinking a beer on the roof of his home. Oh my God. The 28-year-old woman was taken into custody after she refused to get down and leave. The police report said the woman agreed to leave only if the man agreed to give her more beer. What a woman. The woman who faces a disorderly intoxication charge has been in trouble before.
Okay. Let's party.
A police report shows that she was suspected of stealing money from her sister to buy alcohol in October.
Outrageous!
Last week, an officer who went into her apartment on a disturbance report reported that Smith was intoxicated and wouldn't quiet down.
Shut up, dummy.
Port St. Lucie. Here it is again. Port St. Lucie. A 40-year-old woman is facing charges after... Like, people are just running amok in Florida. They're like, I'm just going to go crazy. But a 40-year-old woman is facing charges after allegedly kicking a police officer and pulling and twisting him in the groin.
I like you. You have balls.
I like balls. Shirley M. Good was arrested after allegedly kicking Officer Tony Elliott. She is also accused of grabbing his groin area and pulling and twisting it. Oh, does it get better? It does, because she was described as highly intoxicated. Good was yelling and being vulgar.
You scum-sucking slime bag.
And got so close to me that I had no option but to restrain her for my safety as well as hers.
If you could, is that it? That. You want to fight me? Okay, I'll fight you. Come on. Come on, get up. I'll fight you, old man. I'll kick your butt.
Good kicked Elliot in the leg before twisting and pulling him in his groin area, though officers eventually got her back in the patrol car.
You are a bitch!
Good's parents said they called 911 because she was intoxicated.
No. But this ought to do it.
And out of control. Good reportedly had just broken up with her boyfriend and started arguing with her mom about a comment from earlier in the day. Good faces two counts of battery on a law enforcement officer. This next story also takes place in Florida. No, I'm just kidding. It does take place, however, in Arkansas. A funeral home might be a place for eternal rest, but police say an Arkansas man saw an opportunity to build a meth lab undisturbed by the living.
What are you, stoned or stupid?
There was just one problem.
And do you know what that is?
I do. The funeral home was across the street from the sheriff's office.
Oh, I am such a jackass.
Officers say Robert Lee Lewis left the light on the basement of the funeral home in Walnut Ridge. Officers noticed the light on after hours and walked into the funeral home through an open door.
It was ignorant.
Pretty much. Inside, police say they found all the components necessary to build a meth lab.
That's outrageous. Idiots shouldn't have money.
Officers arrested the former funeral home employee when he was returned.
This job really sucks.
The 43-year-old faces several drug charges and free on $2,500 bail.
People are just losing their mind.
Oh, it gets crazier. Oh, it does, because people do stupid stuff for money. Police arrested a Greenfield man for allegedly arranging to sell his 14-year-old daughter.
Do you want to make more money? Of course we all do.
Into marriage. In exchange for $16,000, 100 cases of beer, and several cases of meat.
No matter what I do, no matter how hard I try, the ones I love will always be the ones who pay.
Police said they only learned of the deal after the 36-year-old man went to them to get his daughter back. And this is only because payment wasn't made as promised. The man was arrested on suspicion of human trafficking.
What kind of sick mind would do something like this?
You just wonder about people, you really do. Officers also arrested an 18-year-old man on suspicion of statutory rape. Investigators believe the girl went willingly with the man.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
But she's under California's legal age of consent and can't legally marry. Police say arranged marriages involving underage girls have become a problem in the small Central Coast farming community. Oh, we're almost done here with our not in the news. That's right. Just a few left. Glenn County narcotics officers are searching for the operator of a bargain store after nearly 1,300 pot plants were found growing in the basement.
I'm so wasted!
Police say a strong smell of marijuana.
Hey, what's that smell?
Led them to the 99 cent with value store in the rural community of Willows, about 75 miles north of Sacramento. Investigators say the store opened in June and closed in September. They aren't sure how long the marijuana was growing in the basement. Glenn Narcotics Task Force Commander Curtis Park says processed marijuana from the 1,297 plants would have sold for about $1.3 million. The sophisticated lighting and watering system was worth about $60,000.
The things I do for money.
All right, and our final story for this edition of the Rockin' Comedy Show's Not in the News is back in Fort Pierce. Fort Pierce, Florida. Busy. Busy, busy little town. And if you're a criminal, I wouldn't advise moving there. A Fort Pierce woman ended up in jail because of a little girl with a big mouth.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Police went to the home of 22-year-old woman to serve warrants for assault, harassing phone calls, and violation probation, carrying a concealed weapon without a permit.
Erroneous on both counts.
Officers said two men and a woman at the house told officers that the woman had left.
You better lock it up. You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
Lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
But then a 4-year-old child approached one of the officers and revealed that the woman was under the bed.
You're the best mom in the whole world.
Officers found the woman exactly where the child said she would be.
I order you to be quiet.
Yeah. She was arrested and is being held without bail, if you can believe it. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. And I'm feeling good. I just want to rock out. The pills are good. Everything's good. I'm good. I hope you're good. What do you say, friends? Let's just start the fire, if you know what I mean.
Gonna baby get the lighter. We're gonna start the fire. Lying here back to back, waiting for you to react. And sometimes all I need is a good push. Roll over and whisper some goodness. Go on, baby, you be the hero. Now can we go back to zero? Go on and get the lighter. We're gonna need some fun.
Everyone, listen up, your attention, if you please. Really wanna give you a warning, cause I found out this morning about a dangerous, insidious computer virus. If you should get any mail with the subject, stinky cheese.
It's gonna make your computer screen freeze. Look out, erase the Easter eggs off your DVDs. Look out, erase your hard drive and your backups too. And the hard drive of anyone related to you. Virus alert, you need immediately before someone gets hurt. Forward this message on to everybody. Soon, very soon, it will make all the pain feel off your walls. It'll make your keyboard all sticky, give your poodle a hickey, and invest your cash in stock in Euro Disney. Then it will tie up your phone, making crank long distance calls. It'll set your clock back an hour and start hogging the shower. So just trash it now, or else it will decide to give you a permanent wedgie. Legally change your name to Reggie. Even mess up the peak balance in your booth. Look out, it's gonna melt your face right off your skull. Look out, and make your iPod only play Jethro Tull. Look out, and tell you knock knock jokes while you're trying to sleep. Look out, and make you physically attracted to sheep. Look out, steal your identity and your credit card. Look out, buy you a warehouse full of pink leotards. Look out, then cause a major rift in time and space, and leave a bunch of Twinkie wrappers all over the place. Let's write it some virus alert. You need immediately before someone gets hurt. Forward this message on to everybody. Virus alert. You need immediately before someone gets hurt. Forward this message on to everybody. Warn all your friends, send this to everybody. Tell everyone, you know, tell everybody now. If you get infected,
stayed right behind. He still had on his brake. He must have thought his car had more guts as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. My car went into passing gear and we took off with dust. Soon we were doing 90, must have left him in the dust.
When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Nash Rambler was right behind. I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110. This certainly was a race. For a Rambler to pass a caddy would be a big disgrace. The guy must have wanted to pass me out and kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as I could go. The Rambler pulled alongside of me as if we're going slow. The fella rolled down his window and yelled for me to hear. Hey, buddy, how can I get this car out of second gear?
How have you been? All right. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. So from my personal point of view, get to know your girl to marry you. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. So from my personal point of view,
I'm having fun up here on the 44th floor all by myself. You can email me. It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. You can also visit me at MySpace, myspace.com/crazyj13. The website's been redone. You got to check it out. It's the rockincomedyshow.com. That's right, rockincomedyshow.com. R-O-C-K-I-N-G. You got to put that G in there, rockincomedyshow.com. You can check out DVD clips and much, much more. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to turn things over to Mr. Mike G for your guest DJ segment once again on the Rockin' Comedy Show. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public Place your hand on your heart. You by RAD, the National Association. Measure the beats. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's how long it takes to protect your child's life. 5 heartbeats. That's how long it takes to learn about the dangers of pesticides that could be found in your child's classroom. Asthma, lower IQ scores, and cancer have all been linked to prolonged exposure to these toxins. But if you knew there were toxin-free alternatives to pesticides, if you knew you had a voice regarding their use, if you knew you could take action that would make your child's classroom safe today, wouldn't you do something? In a heartbeat. Log on to earthshare.org today and find out how you can help. A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
What's up, Brooklyn Comedy Show? This is Mike G. I'm back with Jay Dizzle.
You're one of the reasons why I stop and question myself. Is this really a good idea? Letting people just come in and do whatever they want?
Now you can wake up in the morning and I'm like, is this really a good idea? Half the time, I'm
like... Are
you
talking about your hair?
Well, I'm talking about showering, but yeah, hair too. That kind of falls in that category.
With your haircut, you look like Fry from Futurama.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great. Now, if I could only get a job as a pizza guy, I'd be set. And I'd have to find a time machine.
And a girl with one eye.
And a cool robot. But I don't have either. Play some music. That'd be great.
Yeah. What are you going to start with?
I think the next song is actually from probably the greatest TV show ever, and it's called Syphil and Ollie. Enjoy.
Well, it's okay, 'cause Cindy's a hostess, and it's okay, 'cause she's the mostest, and it's okay, 'cause Cindy's a hostess, she's A-okay, and she's the mostest, and
blackest wrath of the earth shall crumble, mountains of your skull shall tumble, death, decay, destroy forever, nightmares, scratching dreams of sever.
It's okay, Cindy's a hostess, and it's okay, 'cause she's the mostest, and it's okay, 'cause Cindy's a hostess, she's A-okay, and she's the mostest.
Smoke and fire burn the darkness, the sickle swinging, fear and sharpness, terror sweeps like bats through Hades, your heart is ticking, death is waiting.
It's okay, Cindy's the hostess, she's okay, she's the mostest, and it's okay, 'cause Cindy's a hostess, she's
okay,
she's the mostest.
Rhyming wither, snake shell slither through your body as you shiver, cold and helpless on a dagger.
Mythology.
The bed up straight, I always stay out late, I never take you out, that's what you're all about, I always smell like smoke, everything's just a joke, I never look at you, when you come hear me sing, these are not all of me, many simple things, you can't run wrong with me, what would you tell me please, what do I do, 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 what do I do? Way too loud, my friends are all so proud, say I'm just wasting hope, I could not thread the rope, more than my pockets broke, and you don't see a ring, these are not all of me, infinitesimal things, you can't find wrong with me, what would you tell me please?
Yes, you're right.
Little Jimmy's Chicken Shack.
That's some good stuff. I like those guys.
Yeah. Are you talking about Syphil and Olivia, obviously?
Both.
It would be a both. They're both pretty good. They're both pretty rocking. So did I noticed you got some dogs. I have a story about dogs.
Oh, no.
Actually, it's a story about automobiles, too.
Okay.
And it involves me actually being in an automotive accident.
Okay.
I was hit by a car when I was about 14.
That explains it all.
Wait, there's more. Okay. Ask me how many times.
How many times?
10.
All at once?
No, it was spread out between about a 2.5-year period, actually.
Oh.
The worst one was probably the Corvette, but it was pulling out of the Sunrise Hospital, and the guy happened to be a doctor. So, I mean, if you're going to get hit, guys, get hit by a doctor. Not only are they quick, they know what to do, and they'll tip you. So that's pretty cool.
They'll tip you.
I actually, a lot of them, and they've never been serious. I've had a lot of, you know, bruises, a lot of scabs, a lot of banged up knees, that type of thing. The Corvette was probably the worst because it got me in the legs and my face, but
I'm gonna leave that one alone. I could say so much right now, but I think I'll just it speaks for itself.
But you're probably thinking to yourself, where does the dog come in? Well, this is where the dog comes in. I've never actually been seriously
let me
injured.
Guess the dog was driving the Corvette. Oh no, that was the doctor.
Yeah, that was the doctor, so it couldn't have been. Unless it was a vet. Wait, no, that wouldn't work either. When I was 7, we had a bunch of puppies in my backyard. I had a big backyard. And these puppies were young. And we also had...
Most puppies are young.
Yeah, versus the old puppies. Yeah, I like to call all dogs puppies. Okay. And we had a German Shepherd that was gymungus. Its name was Bear. And its owner was a roommate of ours. And when the owner got drunk, it would let the dog drink beer. And when the owner had a hangover, it would give the dog Tylenol, just like it would take Tylenol, like a normal human. So this dog was hooked up always, okay? And psycho, and it liked to try to eat the puppies. While I was in the backyard, the puppies were running from Bear. They run around the corner of the house, and I'm like, ha-ha, I know the corner of the house doesn't go anywhere, so I'm going to wait right here until they come around, and I'll scoop up the puppies and run away. Well, the puppies come shooting around the corner so damn fast that I don't even see them coming. They go right between my legs. By the time I look up, all I get is pretty much the giant brown streak of Bear, the German Shepherd. Hits me so damn hard, it throws me in the air, flips me over, I land on a rock and break my collarbone.
Wow.
I was hit by a dog. It did more damage than 10 cars. Figure that out. That's irony, friends. That's irony. When you least expect it, bam! You're hit by a dog.
Bam!
Just like that. Go ahead and play another song. I don't know what we're listening to. Fuck it. It doesn't matter.
You sound like that guy on Step Brothers. Bam! Bam!
Yeah. It's a
Catalina wine mix. Bam!
Bam! And then I was like, bam!
So this is your final song for this segment.
All right, sounds good. We're listening to, but it's a pretty good song. I think you guys will really like it.
Oh, It's Crazy Jay.
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
Are you insane?
Get insane.
Now on the Rockin' Comedy Show, let's open up the vault for a kick-ass comedy tune.
I have a message for you. A very sad message. My subject for this evening will be Little Bo Peep. It says here, Little Bo Peep, who was a little girl, has lost her sheep and doesn't know where to find them. Now that's reasonable, isn't it? It's reasonable to assume if Little Bo Peep had lost her sheep, it's only natural that she wouldn't know where to find them. That basically is reasonable. But leave them alone. Now that overwhelms me. Completely overwhelms me. The man said she lost a sheep. Turns right around and boldly states she doesn't know where to find them. And then has the stupid audacity to say, leave them alone. Now think for a moment, think. If the sheep were lost and you couldn't find them, you'd have to leave them alone, wouldn't you? So leave them alone. Leave them alone. It's in the book. Leave them alone. And they being the sheep, they will come home. Ah, yes, they'll come home. Oh, there'll be a brighter day tomorrow. They will come home. It's in the book. They will come home. A wagon, a tail. Pray tell me, what else could they wag? They will come home a wagon, a tail. Behind them. Did we think they'd wag them in front?
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. That is a classic. It's in the book. Part one, Johnny Stanley. You want to make a funny request? You can. You can email me. It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. You can also visit me on MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. And don't forget the website. It's been updated. It got like a facelift. You gotta check it out. We made it easier for you to navigate through old shows so you know where to click and listen to the one you want. All that good stuff. DVD clips. Gonna be talking about the DVD here in just a moment. So get ready for that. Also coming up, we've got the Crazy 8 Countdown, where we are going to feature the top 8 Monty Python songs and sketches, the top 8 in our Crazy 8. And Mike G, he's going to be here in a few minutes to wrap up his third set of songs for his guest DJ segment. Not doing a bad job. Got some good music going. Again, if you want to email me, it's crazyj@comic.com. Now, have you ever had a dream where you might woke up crying or, I don't know, pleasuring yourself? I guess it really depends on the type of dream you're having. Maybe you woke yourself up just laughing because the dream was so ridiculous. Years ago, I'm going to say 95, 96, when I was doing the show, I had a major song contest on the show where you had to write a song. Didn't necessarily have to be about me, but it did have to mention my name. Now, a lot of people did make the songs about me, and it was a lot of fun. And the winner was going to get $100. I didn't pick the winner. Dr. Demento picked the winner. And got a lot of really interesting songs. One of the ones that I really thought was going to win was a song by Dick Price called How Crazy Jay Became Pinocchio Boy. And for a while now, I have been on a mad search to find particular songs that I haven't played in a long time on the show. They're in boxes. We've moved from studio to studio to studio, so I don't know, you know, where it's at, you know. And when my mom passed away and we did that show for her, you know, her favorite, one of her favorite songs was I Love Onions, and I went in this mad search through the archives to find the song. And I, for years, have not seen the song How Crazy Jay Became Pinocchio Boy. And I never put it on CD. It was always just left on a cassette. And, you know, I've asked people that, you know, record the show or, you know, they've gotten things from me in the past if they actually had copies of the song. Even asked Dino Mike. He didn't have it. And, well, Alan was here, you know, hanging out with me and stuff. I was telling him about this song. And I said, man, it's really funny. I wish you could hear it because it's a really funny song. And I told him the premise. I was in, you know, I was in college, and the car I was driving blew up, caught on fire, and so he wrote that into a song about the car exploding, and they had to come and put me back together. But unfortunately, they put my penis where my nose was supposed to go, and a girl walked by, and did you see Jay's nose? How it started to grow, and I was obsessed about trying to find this song. And I was also going to be driving Alan back to Arizona. So I had that on my mind. And we had had a funny conversation about one of our friends. You've heard us mention him on the show, Scanlon. And I just went to bed that night, getting ready to get up early to take Alan to Arizona, thinking about this song, thinking about the conversation we had about Scanlon. And this stuff was just running in and out of my head. And I had this dream that, it's so funny. We're driving, and in the car it would be Knee Pad Girl, myself, Nicholas, and Alan. And for some reason, Scanlon's in the car. I don't know why. And we're driving. We're having a good time. We're laughing. We're singing. I don't know. Maybe there was some drinking going on. I'm not quite sure. And for some reason, we get in a car accident, and everybody in the car is fine except for me, right? I'm a mess. I'm bleeding. I've got injuries. And at the Halloween party last year, Alan and Scanlon went as a paradox, two doctors. That was the joke. And Krista's like, you know, Knee Pad Girl, who's known as Krista, she said, we have to get him out of the car. He's getting blood and stuff all over my new car. So we're out in the middle of nowhere, and all of a sudden, Scanlon takes off his sweater, and he's got his doctor scrubs on that he was wearing at the Halloween party, and he's like, I got this. And he's like, we have to find something to stop the bleeding. And Krista goes into the back of her trunk and pulls out a medical kit. Now, I don't know why she has a medical kit. Scanlon doesn't know anything about surgery, but here they are on the side of the road trying to stop the bleeding. And Nick, he's going to chime in. And Alan is laughing hysterically in the front seat about the whole ordeal. And, well, you know, Nick says, hey, you know, we don't want him to scar up, so don't you think you guys should sew him inside out? So they proceed to skin me. It just cracks me up because of the visual I have. I still have this visual in my mind. They skin me to sew me inside out.
It's facing my forehead. Oh, there we go. Yeah, you don't want to talk to my forehead. It's greasy.
It's like when you get a mushroom stamp.
Yeah, it was the ink. Yeah. You know, I never thought your guy was talking about that whole Dirty Sanchez thing. I actually thought it was something different.
What do you mean?
I thought it was like a Dirty Sanchez was where, like, I thought that I'm not sure, but I thought that was when you slapped a woman in the face with a chocolate donut.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But apparently it's very sexual in nature.
You brought it up, so I was going to play a clip of the DVD because people have been waiting so long for the DVD to come out. Literally, it's been over a year that we've been working on it. And you're talking about...
He has big nipples.
What?
Now what? Hey, how you doing over there?
Don't talk about my nipples.
We
were watching a little clip during the break because it's, you know, finally available for sale.
It's really funny. You guys are going to enjoy it.
Maybe.
Or it'll be one of those gifts that you get at Christmas that you pass around to all the family members, like the fruitcake.
What?
Yeah, you know, everybody gets it. It's just a gift that keeps on giving. Never goes bad.
So you're talking... Are we talking about the one when you went to... He was down on Fremont Street.
Yeah, and you were like...
Look, we're talking about speech impediment, man. A guy that hasn't been on my show in over a year. I never even really discussed with everybody what happened there, but let's just say complications with the DVD sort of ended our partnership.
I thought maybe he just lost his speech impediment. Was no longer able to do the show. He just, like, woke up one day and was like, hey.
The funny thing, when I first saw Speech doing stand-up in Irvine at the comedy store, I actually thought he was faking it. Oh. And I was like, if he's faking it, that's really fucked up. And then I met him after the show and found out he was, you know, he'd been on the Stern Show and things like that. And
He was, in fact.
Not faking it.
Not fake. That was the word I was looking for. I was going to use the word Toonces, the cat. Toonces. But that's good.
The driving cat.
The driving cat. That's great. I just watched this Bjork video.
Just now?
Not just like right now. I did it in my mind.
I was like, hold on, I'll be right back. God, that Bjork video was awesome.
Oh, that Bjork. She's a crazy bitch.
She's crazy.
Do we got it all set up here or what?
You were talking about the
Bjork video. Okay, well, it's all done a cappella. And this whole video is, like, she starts off, like, in a bed, and she's, like, looking at her lover, like, really angrily. But the lover is actually a cat, like, dressed in, like, human's clothes. And, like, the cat, like, walks and dances and, like, drives a car in this whole video. It's ridiculous. You have to watch it. And the cat even grows into, like, giant cat size. And does, like, some crazy hip-hop dance with Bjork. It's pretty awesome.
Now, for the most part, there is a clip on the official website that's running now where you're soon going to be able to click there and order the DVD. And that is the clip of Erica, the very beautiful girl that's down on Fremont Street. And
she's hot.
The first clip, I think...
Want to touch the honey?
The first clip is... Speech impediment man talking to homeless Ron, as we like to call him.
You should do the one with the
for the porno convention. I love to see some porno, but no, I'm not here for the porno convention. I ain't got no money to get in there, otherwise I would. Are they showing porn in there? Yeah. How much does it cost to get in? $80, I believe.
It's way too much. No.
It's way too much. I'm a fucking bum.
What kind of women do you like, Ron?
I love it. On their knees, you know.
Yeah. Anyone that had the poke, right?
Any woman on her knees, was nice. All bent over, you know, her ass all spread out.
Now, what brings you to Las Vegas, Ron?
A woman, which is out doing that right now. My ex-girlfriend's out. So he's right now probably holing around, yeah.
So the bitch is out cheating on you.
Right, she took my wallet, she took everything.
Fucking bitch, they're all fucked up, aren't they?
That's okay.
He's got change in it.
Right, hold on now.
He's homeless, you dick.
What is your name, sir?
Jared Johnson.
And
the best part was we told him if he did a good job during the interview that we would pay him.
Are you here?
And we gave him like $1.37.
He just like made that fucking stage.
Now, have you ever?
I think you're talking.
Have you?
Girl coming up.
No award.
What?
We're back to home with Ron.
Plan. My teeth got knocked out in jail, man. I got in a fight in jail, yeah. What were you in jail for?
Man, they take you to jail for anything in this town, man. Open containers, jaywalking. I spent 7 days in jail once for walking across, misuse of a crosswalk. You know what I did? I walked across the white line, right? It was down there at 6th and Fremont. And when I found out I was going to jail, you know what I told the cops? I said, you know what? I said, if I had some gangbanger selling crack, it'd be all right, you know, but...
Here's the most annoying moment you'll ever hear.
Our budget.
You'll see her when you buy the DVD.
Okay.
But this woman's voice, is
considered paying a word for it.
And she's kind of
$1 more, right?
Well, let's see, right? I think I got some change. I got some change. Change a word for it. I got, $0.37. Does that work? Okay.
Thank you, Vegas, baby.
Thank you, Ron. If it's speech impediment man with the gravy.
I didn't play the part where he goes, "If you're from Nebraska, why are you wearing a Michigan jacket?" He's like, "I found it in the dumpster."
He's so serious too. Like, I found it in the dumpster.
Yeah. Like, it's
are you here for the porno award?
I'm here for AVN, absolutely.
AVN. Now, have you ever considered being in porno?
I have been, yes.
You know, I was once in porno. My film name is John Jackhammer.
Mine's John Jingle. I'm a Schmidt.
Katie Mack.
Would you let a guy give you a dirty Sanchez?
Absolutely.
How about a mushroom stamp?
Same thing, yep.
Do you know?
So, she's been given a dirty Sanchez. And she knows what the mushroom stamp
which
is.
A dirty Sanchez is not getting slapped in the face with a chocolate donut.
It is not. A dirty Sanchez is when you take your finger, put it in her butt, and then give her a mustache.
Do you, like with a Sharpie?
No, with the shit on your finger.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I just wanted to clarify.
And for those that don't know what a mushroom stamp is, because it's not very clear on the DVD because speech can never get it right. Mushroom stamp is when you take your penis, you dip it in ink, and then you press it firmly crossed her forehead so that she certifiably knows she's been fucked by a male.
Do you know what the dirty pirate is?
What is the dirty pirate?
That's basically when you basically you.
Does it have something to do with the booty?
No, you splooge it in her eye, and then she covers her eye, and when she stands up, you kick her in the shin.
That's kind of like giving a girl a jelly donut.
What's that?
That's when you splooge on her face and then punch her and rub it all together.
Oh, God.
All right, enough with that. Listen to this.
What a mushroom stamp is.
Absolutely. It's a penis print on your forehead.
This guy walking up, you'll see him. You can't see it if you're listening.
There you go. We finally found one.
Is a big
now,
dork.
You're
not my manager, go.
She just said right there. You're not my manager, but later on in the interview, she goes, "Why don't you talk to my manager?"
Oh, my God.
So...
Liars!
The DVD is available probably within a week. It went off to the printers. It's finally done. Pretty happy with it. It's kind of fun. I've never done the DVD project before, so there's some insides of the Rock and Comedy Show, stuff we talk about that's finally visual, like Desert Fest. We even go inside the porn convention.
How much is it going for?
It's actually going for $20.
Oh, that's great. Just hawk a watch and you're ready to rock.
Hawk a watch and ready to
walk. Hawk a watch, ready to watch. Look at that.
Yeah, that's woo! Good. All right, so let's get into your guest DJ spot here.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot while I was here.
Yeah, a lot of people have that problem.
How many songs did I just do?
Yeah, you've got three left.
All right. Woo! This is great. Math was never my strong suit.
There's a lot of things that are not your strong suit, but let's get going. What do we have here? You don't have any idea what song this is.
Nope.
What if I do this? What is that?
That is Lunacy. This is a little Japanese rock. This song probably came out 2003, something like that. They're huge in Japan. If you don't even need to speak English. You see a Japanese person, you go, Lunacy. They're like, oh, yeah, oh, you know Lunacy, oh. So it's a great way to make conversation in a totally different language.
All right, here it is.
Yeah.
That was One Republic, All We Are. Song before that, obviously I told you that was Lunacy. I don't know the name of the damn song because it's all in language. But he says four words in that entire song that are English, and that's Don't Be Afraid and Supertown. I don't know what they had to do with one another.
Oh, I thought it was Listen to Jay Show.
Is that too? And then it says Spank Me Gently.
Wow.
Yeah, you didn't catch that one.
It's
kind of subliminal.
I'm pretty not fluent in Japanese.
Yeah, me neither. In fact, I'm not really all that fluent in English. I just happen to know a few words here and there.
Yeah.
Like ding dong. That's a word, a real one.
Let's move this along.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I have a countdown to get to.
That's right. Countdown this, motherfucker. This next song. You want to play a clip?
Is it a
clip? Dude, I don't know what it is.
Oh, I thought you meant like a clip of my DVD. I'm like, yeah.
Play another clip.
Let's play another clip.
That'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
Bam!
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 You want another clip? How about a clip of the porn convention?
Okay. There's so much crazy booty in this. I was thinking, like, towards the end, Jay would pull his pants up, but he never does.
You know you like it.
Come on in. We're going to have some fun. We're going to go see some boob. Come on.
Some boob. No, he said that one. It was not plural.
This is all the visual stuff.
Like the disco.
And it's out right now through Bad Seed.
What is your favorite sexual speech impediment, man?
Now, the cool part about this clip is during the interview, we didn't realize when we were filming, and it wasn't until the DVD was all done and we had edited, I don't know how many times, like 600 times. And
one.
It wasn't until it was finally done and we watched it straight through that in the background, when you purchase the DVD, you'll notice there's a screen playing porn at the porn convention, which isn't anything out of the ordinary, but they're having sex on these screens. It was really funny. We didn't catch it.
I realized that he watched it 600 times before he decided to catch that.
One of the porno stars. Well, how long have you been in porno, bro?
Not that long. My first movie came out called Voluptuous Life, and it's out right now through Bad Seed.
What is your favorite sexual position?
Doggy style.
She's fat. She can stay on top.
You like the hair being pulled?
She's not fat. Yeah. She got big titties.
If it's done right, yes.
You like it rough. Would you let a guy give you a dirty Sanchez?
What do you think the answer is going to be on that?
Well, you know what? If it was a whole donut thing, I'd have been like, hell yeah.
No.
She says no.
Okay.
She's a porn
star. Do you have
name
for your private part?
Vagina and breasts.
That's original.
That tells you how bright some of these porn stars really are. Do you have a name for your vagina? Yeah, it's called the Free Bunny. Yeah, like your vagina. We know it's a vagina.
Look at her hair. She looks like a giant tampon.
What? Used? Maybe used?
Yeah.
What? Feed the kitty?
Feed the kitty? I'll start using that now.
Yeah. Do you like to masturbate in front of men?
Yeah, sure.
Got a name for your dildo?
No.
How about speech impediment, man?
Do I have a name for you?
No, speech impediment, man, for your dildo.
Well, he is kind of a dildo. Anyway, there it is. So if you go to rockincomedyshow.com, information about ordering the DVD is there. So let's go back to you, Mike, because it's all about you.
I don't think I got a song left, but I honestly, for the life of me, can't remember.
All right, here you go, a little sample.
Okay. That is, this is actually one of my all-time favorite bands. This is Silverchair, and they've had a lot of progression through the years from when they started off with the whole grunge scene to where they are now. And this is from their album Diorama. The name of the song is Without You.
Oh,
And we own. Actually, I'm off.
You're off.
I'm off, but I'm on, baby.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, all right. I'm just going to go down your little tiny elevator.
It is pretty tiny.
Yeah.
Well, that's because you take the little service elevator. You should take the actual other elevator.
Well, somebody whose name I won't mention, but that I've worked with recently, he says he likes to take the shaft.
Wow.
Oh, snap.
That's good. Yeah,
bam!
Yeah. All right. All right, well, thanks for being here, Mike G.
Hey, thanks, everybody, and it was good. It's good for you to take me in as your family, so I appreciate that.
Nobody's adopted you.
Oh, damn it!
We'll be back after this.
Fairy residence, Tooth speaking. Sorry, there's no credit fairy here. What's that? He magically raises your credit score? Yeah, there's no credit fairy. But you can improve your credit by paying bills on time and keeping your credit card balances low. Money under your pillow? Sorry, kids only.
There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. Brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation.
McGruff here.
The crime dog?
Yep.
I think I'm going to need your help. I've got an internet bully.
Okay, well, what you do is...
Maybe you could put a virus on her computer, or a tracking device, or a bug.
You don't have to do that, are you?
Or maybe we could get an attack dog. You ever see those attack dogs that can, like, rip a person's arm off? Seriously. Or like a SWAT team, a cyber SWAT team or something. Or like an army. Did you ever see that zombie army movie? We should get a zombie army.
Wait. All you need to do to stop an internet bully is delete their messages and never forward them on.
So, no zombies?
No zombies.
Bummer.
Delete cyberbullying. Don't write it, don't forward it. For more information, visit ncpc.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
We teach them how to tie their shoes. They teach us how to live our lives. We teach them long division. They teach us how to bank online. Our children will always outgrow us. But for the first time in generations, they may not outlive us. Over the last 25 years, the percent of overweight children aged 6 to 11 has doubled. The percent of overweight teenagers tripled. Obesity kills. Heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, all are linked to obesity. A problem that could be greatly reduced just by having a place to exercise. Right now, people are working hard to put parks and playgrounds where children live, where children will use them. Finding out how you can help is as easy as tying your shoes. Log on to earthshare.org now. A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
This is Dick Price. I just wanted to say, hey, you are listening to El Show de Crazy J. Oh, oh.
He's not the average common two, he's different from everyone like you. He's everybody's brother and son, he's different from anyone. He's Crazy Jay, he's got something to say. Crazy Jay thought he'd play some tunes, and some of them are just like loons. Come on, Jay, people don't want to wait. Give them your Crazy Eight. Crazy Eight.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay, and it's Crazy 8 time. We're going to be counting down the top 8 Monty Python songs and sketches here on this edition of the Crazy 8 Countdown. What do you say? Let's get things started with number 8. Is it a song or a sketch? Let's
sketch,
find out.
Sketch, please.
Good morning.
Morning, sir. Welcome to the National Cheese Emporium.
Ah, thank you, my good man.
What can I do for you, sir?
Well, I was sitting in the public library in Thurman Street just now, skimming through Roald Herries by Hugh Walpole, and I suddenly came over all peckish.
Peckish, sir?
Esurient.
Eh?
Yeah, we're all hungry-like.
Ah, hungry.
Yeah, not sure. And I thought to myself, a little fermented curd will do the trick. So I curtailed my Walpoling activities, sallied forth and infiltrated your place of purveyance to negotiate the vending of some cheesy comestibles.
Come again?
I want to buy some cheese.
Oh, I thought you were complaining about the bouzouki player.
Oh, heaven forbid, I am one who delights in all manifestations of the Terpsichorean muse.
Sorry?
Well, I can ask Junior for stew.
So he can go on playing, can he?
Most certainly. Now then, some cheese, please, my good man.
Certainly, sir. What would you like?
Well, how about a little Red Leicester?
I'm not. Afraid we're fresh out of Red Leicester, sir.
Oh, never mind. How are you on Tilsit?
I'm afraid we never have that at the end of the week, so get it fresh on Monday.
Tisky, no matter. Well, stout yeoman, 4 ounces of kefir, if you please.
Ah, it's been on order, sir, for 2 weeks. We're expecting it this morning.
Not my lucky day, is it? Bell Paisley?
Sorry, sir.
Red Windsor?
Normally, sir, yes. Today, the band broke down.
Ah. Stilton?
Sorry.
Emmental? Gruyere?
No. Nope.
Any Norwegian Jarlsberg, ever chance?
Nope.
Liptar?
No. Nope.
Lancashire?
No. Nope.
White Stilton?
No. Nope.
Danish Brew?
No.
Nope. Double Gloucester?
No. Nope.
Cheshire?
No. Nope.
Dorset Blue Vinny?
No. Nope.
Brie, Roquefort, Pont-l'Evêque, Port-Salut, Savoyard, Saint-Paulin, Carré de l'Est, Brest-Bleu, Brossard?
Nope.
Camembert, perhaps?
Ah, we have Camembert, yes.
You do? Excellent.
Yes, sir. It's, it's a bit runny.
Oh, I like it runny.
Well, it's very runny, actually.
No matter. Fetch hither le fromage de la Belle France. Mm.
I think it's a bit runnier than you'll like it, sir.
I don't care how fucking runny it is. Hand it over with all speed.
Oh!
What now?
The cat's eaten it. That's a cheaper.
Gouda?
No.
Edam?
No.
Caithness?
No.
Smoked Austrian?
No.
Japanese Sage Derby?
No.
You do have some cheese, do you?
Of course, sir. It's a cheese shop, sir.
No, don't tell me. I'm keen to guess.
Fair enough.
Wednesday Dough?
Yes.
Ah, well, I'll have some of that.
Oh, I thought you were talking to me, sir. Mr. Wednesday Dough, that's my name.
Greek feta?
Not as such.
Gorgonzola,
no.
Parmesan,
no.
Mozzarella,
no.
Pepper crema,
no.
Danish bimbo,
no.
Czech sheep's milk,
no.
Venezuelan beaver cheese.
Not today, sir, I know.
Ah, how about cheddar?
Well, we don't have much corporate around here, sir.
Not much it's the single most popular cheese in the world!
Around here, sir.
And what is the most popular cheese round here?
Wilchester, sir.
Is it?
Oh, yes, sir. It's staggeringly popular in this manner, sir.
Is it?
It's our number one bestseller, sir.
I see. Wilchester, eh?
Right, sir.
All right. Okay. Have you got any? He asked, expecting the answer no.
I'll have a look, sir.
It's not much of a cheese shop, is it?
Finest in the district.
Explain the logic underlying that conclusion, Phil.
Well, it's so cheesy.
It's certainly uncontaminated by cheese.
You haven't asked me about the limbo, have you?
Is it worth it?
Yes.
Have you... Shut that bloody bazooki up!
Tell you, sir.
Have you got any Limburger?
No.
That figures. Predictable, really, I suppose. It was an act of purest optimism to oppose the question in the first place. Tell me.
Yes, sir?
Have you, in fact, got any cheese here at all?
Yes, sir.
Really?
No, not really, sir.
You haven't?
No, sir, not a scrap. I was deliberately wasting your time, sir.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to shoot you.
Right over.
Monty Python at number 8 on our top 8 Monty Python sketches and songs with the cheese shop. That you can find on the Final Ripoff, probably one of the best Monty Python collections that came out years and years and years and years ago. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I'm your host, Crazy Jay. We're counting down the top 8 songs. Let's continue.
Crazy Jay can't count to number 10. He gets intros done for free by some of his friends. This is anything but Sonic Heaven. On the Crazy 8 countdown, this is number 7.
They won't play this song on the radio. I bet you they won't play this new song. It's not that it's or controversial, just that the f***ing words are awfully strong. You can't say on the radio or. You can't even say I'd like to you someday, unless you're a doctor with a very large. So I bet you they won't play this song on the radio. I bet you they f***ing well program it. I bet you their f***ing old program directors will think it's a load of horse.
Oh, Monty Python, they are so, so funny and clever with their song there entitled I Bet You They Won't Play This Song on the Radio. They'd would have known me then. They would have known I probably would have played it. Anyway, we're counting down the top 8 Monty Python songs and sketches here on the Crazy 8 Countdown. Number 7, I bet you they won't play this song. And number 8 was The Cheese Shop.
If I was at number 7,
if I was at number 7,
I would be the number 6.
I would be the number 6.
And if I was the number 7,
if I was the number 7,
I would not be the number 6.
I would not be the number 6.
If I was a number 7,
I wouldn't be the number 4.
And if I was a number 7,
I wouldn't be 3, cause I'd be more.
And if I was the number 7, I'd be 6.
I'd like to have an argument, please.
Certainly, sir. Have you been here before?
No, I haven't. This is my first time.
I see. Well, do you want to have just one argument, or were you thinking of taking a course?
Well, what is the cost?
Well, it's £1 for a 5-minute argument, but only £8 for a course of 10.
Well, I think it would be best if I perhaps started off with just the one and then see how it goes.
Fine. Well, I'll see who's free at the moment. Mr. DeBakey's free, but he's a little bit conciliatory. Ah, yes. Try Mr. Barnard, room 12.
Thank you.
What do you want?
Well, I was told outside that...
Don't give me that, you snotty-faced heap of parrot droppings.
What?
Shut your festering gob, you tit. Your type really makes me puke, you vacuous, toffee-nosed, malodorous pervert.
Look, I came here for an argument. I'm not going to just...
Oh, I'm sorry, but this is abuse.
Oh, I see. Well, that explains
it. You want room 12A, just along the corridor.
Oh, thank you very much. Sorry.
Not at all.
Thank you.
Stupid git.
Come in.
Is this the right room for an argument?
I've told you once.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
When?
Just now.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Didn't.
Did.
Didn't.
I'm telling you, I did.
You did not.
Oh, I'm sorry. Just one moment. Is this a 5-minute argument or the full half hour?
Oh, just the 5 minutes.
Ah, thank you. Anyway, I did.
You most certainly did not.
Look, let's get this thing clear. I quite definitely told you.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You didn't.
Did.
Well, look, this isn't an argument.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. It's just contradiction.
No, it isn't.
It is.
It is not.
Look, you just contradicted me.
I did not.
Oh, you did.
No, no, no.
You did just then.
Nonsense.
Oh, look, this is futile.
No, it isn't.
I came here for a good argument.
No, you didn't. No, you came here for an argument.
Well, an argument isn't just contradiction.
Can be?
No, it can't. An argument is a connected series of statements intended to establish a proposition.
It isn't.
Yes, it is. It's not just contradiction.
Look, if I argue with you, I must take up a contrary position.
Yes, but that's not just saying no, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. Argument is an intellectual process. Contradiction is just the automatic gainsaying of any statement the other person makes.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Not at all.
No, no.
Good morning.
What?
That's it. Good morning.
I was just getting interested.
Sorry, 5 minutes is up.
That was never 5 minutes.
I'm afraid it was.
It wasn't.
I'm sorry, but I'm not allowed to argue anymore.
What?
If you want me to go on arguing, you'll have to pay for another 5 minutes.
Yes, but that was never 5 minutes just now. Oh, come on. Look, this is ridiculous.
I'm sorry, but I'm not allowed to argue unless you've paid.
Oh, all right.
Thank you.
Well?
Well, what?
That wasn't really 5 minutes just now.
I told you, I'm not allowed to argue unless you've paid.
I just paid.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Look, I don't want to argue about that.
Well, you didn't pay.
Aha. If I didn't pay, why are you arguing? I've got you.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have. If you're arguing, I must have paid.
Not necessarily. I could be arguing in my spare time.
Oh, I've had enough of this.
No, you haven't.
Oh, shut up. I want to complain.
You want to complain? Look at these shoes on. I had them 3 weeks and the heels are worn right through.
No, I want to complain
if
about...
If you complain, nothing happens. You might as well not bother.
Oh.
And my back hurts and when I'm having a fine day and I'm sick and tired of this office.
Hello, I want to...
Oh! No. Hold your head like this. Then go, wow. Try it again.
Oh!
Better, but wow. Put your hand there.
No.
Now.
Wow!
Good, that's it.
Stop hitting me.
What?
Stop hitting me.
Stop hitting you?
Yes.
Why'd you come here, then?
I wanted to complain.
Oh, no, that's next door. It's being hit on the head lessons in here.
Oh, it's great. The Argument Clinic coming in at number 6 on our countdown of the top 8 Monty Python songs and sketches. Remember, you can email me anytime you want. It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. You can also visit me at MySpace. It's myspace.com/crazyj13. We're doing the countdown. We'll be back after
Look
this.
Look at all the cars. Lots of colored cars. Now there's a blue one. Isn't it pretty? Ooh, look how fast that red one's going. It's red like that stop sign. Like my jacket.
This is a 38-year-old man.
My jacket's not a car, is it? Is my jacket a car? My jacket is red, but it doesn't go fast.
He may sound a little strange to you and me.
Vroom. Vroom, vroom.
But to his 2-year-old son, who's interested in cars and colors, he makes perfect sense.
That's the sound cars make.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Take simple everyday moments, like eating dinner or just watching cars go by, and turn them into learning moments.
Ooh, look, Rekka!
Yes! And it's moving awfully fast.
Look out!
Yes, the man in the red car is about to meet the man in the blue car. Get himself a pretty pink ticket.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Close your eyes in Chicago, and you can hear the sound of zebra braying in Africa. Look hard out your window in D.C., and you can see the snow-covered peaks of the Andes. Stand on a corner in L.A. and feel the hot wind of the Sahara brush across your face. The world is that small. We are that connected. Please visit earthshare.org and learn how the world's leading environmental groups are working together, making it so simple for you to make a difference. Because we are many, and we are one. Please visit us at earthshare.org to learn more. EarthShare. One environment. One simple way to care for it all. A public service message from EarthShare and the Ad Council.
An ordinary sunny day. An ordinary family's living room filled with an ordinary bunch of kids. And they were doing nothing. They were couch slouching. They were rug imitating. And lazy minute after... lazy minute was passing them by. When suddenly...
Huh?
Hey, guys, that's a personal foul. Inactive activity on a sunny day.
Coming to the rescue was NFL running back Reggie Bush.
Players don't get lazy penalties. Let's play.
Those kids, they listened to Reggie. They got up and play they did. There was fun and running. There were smiles and jumping. And laziness was crushed.
Hey, kids, don't get a lazy penalty.
Kids, listen to Reggie and avoid lazy penalties. Be a player. Get up and play for an hour a day. Go online to check out smallstep.gov for fun playtime ideas.
So you can be a player, too.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Be a player.
It's Crazy Jay.
Very funny.
That's a funny word.
Funny.
And that's funny what?
Very funny.
That's funny.
It is funny. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. I bring it to you each and every week from the padded walls of the Electric Sandbox, right up here on the 44th floor. Hey, don't forget to keep your eye on the official website of the Rockin' Comedy Show so you know when to order that DVD. You heard some of it tonight. Well, Mike G was here. And again, give it up for Mike G. Nice job. And it's easy. It's fun. If you want to be a guest DJ, contact me. That's all you got to do. Email me, crazyj@comic.com. Let me know you want to be a guest DJ. We'll set it up. You don't have to live here in Las Vegas. If you have the ways of recording it, just record it, send it in. We'll do it. It'll be fun. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're doing the Crazy 8 Countdown. Let's get back into it, shall we?
Hey, you. Get your hand out of your pants. It's time for song number 5.
I always wanted to be a lumberjack. Leaping from tree to tree as they float down the mighty rivers of British Columbia. The giant larch, the redwood, the mighty spot spark. With my best girl by my side, we'd sing, sing, sing. Oh, I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesdays I go shopping and have buttered scones for tea.
He cuts down trees, he eats his lunch.
And I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day. I cut down trees, I skip and jump. I like to press wildflowers. I put on women's clothing and hang around in bars.
He cuts down trees, he skips and jumps. He likes to press wildflowers. He puts on women's clothing and hangs around in bars.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day. I cut down trees, I wear high heels, suspenders and a bra. I wish I'd been a girly, just like my dear papa.
He cuts down trees, he wears high heels, suspenders and a bra.
What's that girl?
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night. Sleep all night and I work all day.
Some things in life are bad, they can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten. And that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And
always look on the bright side of life.
Come on.
Always look on the bright side of life.
For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death.
shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show, keep them laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Coming in at number four on our countdown. You gotta love that. Always look on the bright side of life. Eric Idle, great songwriter. Always look on the bright side of life. Number four. Number five on our countdown was the Lumberjack song. Number six. Number six on our countdown, it was The Argument Clinic. Number seven was I Bet You They Won't Play This Song on the Radio. And number eight on our countdown was The Cheese Shop. We're counting them down, the top eight Monty Python songs and sketches. That takes us down to number three.
If I had a radio, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd tune in Crazy J and play for me and you. Crazy about the Crazy J. I'm crazy about the Crazy J. Gonna buy me a radio and tune in Crazy J. He's gonna play us number three. I'm gonna buy me a radio and cruise along with number three. Gonna buy me a radio and cruise along with number three.
Why can't she have egg, bacon, spam and sausage?
That's got spam
spam in it.
Hasn't got as much spam in it as spam egg sausage and spam, has it?
Could you do me egg bacon, spam and sausage without the spam then?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? I don't like spam.
Spam, 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 spam,
spam, spam, spam. You can't have egg, bacon, spam and sausage without the spam!
I don't like spam!
Shh, dear, don't cause a fuss. I'll have your spam. I love it. I'm having spam, 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 baked beans, spam, spam, spam and spam!
Spam, 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 spam,
spam! Baked beans are off!
Well, could I have her spam instead of the baked beans, then?
You mean spam?
Good stuff coming in at number 2 on our countdown. That is Spam, of course, by Monty Python, because we're counting down the top 8 Monty Python songs and sketches. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. It is now time to crown that number 1 Monty Python.
Come on, Jay. Have some fun. A little insanity has just begun. We've been waiting all the way from number 8. Come on, Jay. Don't hesitate. We're only one. We only want to have some fun. Come on, Jay. Give us number 1. Number 1. Number 1. Woo! Number 1. Give us number 1.
I wish to register a complete. Hello, Miss.
Miss.
I'm sorry I have a cold. I wish to make a complaint.
Sorry, what close?
Never mind that, my lad. I wish to complain about this parrot, what I purchased not half an hour ago from this very boutique.
I asked the Norwegian blue. What's wrong with it?
I'll tell you what's wrong with it, my lad. He's dead. That's what's wrong with it.
No, he's resting.
But, matey, I know a dead parrot when I see one. And I'm looking at one right now.
No, he's not dead. He's resting. Yeah. Remarkable bird, the Norwegian blue, isn't it, eh? Beautiful plumage.
A plumage? Don't enter into it. He's stone dead.
No, he's... He's resting.
All right, then, if he's resting, I'll wake him up. Hello, Mr. Polly Potter. I have got a nice fresh banana for you.
Yeah,
no, he didn't. You hit the cake.
I never.
Yes,
I
you
never
did.
Sucked the pie. Oh, I did.
Hello, Polly. What I call a dead parrot.
He's stunned.
Stunned?
Yeah, you stunned him just as he was waking up. Norwegian blue's done easily.
Now look, don't play the slippery eel with me. That parrot is definitely deceased. And when I purchased it not half an hour ago, you assured me that its total lack of movement was due to it being tired and shagged out after a long squawk.
Well, he's probably pining for the fjords.
Pining for the fjords? What kind of talk is that? And why did he fall flat on his back the moment I got him home?
The Norwegian blue prefers kicking on his back. Remarkable bird, isn't it, eh, Major? Beautiful plumage.
Look, Tosh, I took the liberty of examining that bird when I got it home, and I discovered that the only reason it had been sitting on its perch in the first place was that it had been nailed there.
Oh, well, of course it would nailed there. Listen, Mush, if I hadn't nailed that bird down, it would have muttered up to them bars, bent them apart with its little pecker, and boom!
Boom?
Boom.
Mate, this parrot wouldn't boom if you put 4 million volts through it. He's bleeding demised.
No, no, he's pining.
He's not pining. He's passed on. This parrot is no more. He has ceased to be. He's expired and gone to meet his maker. He's a stiff, bereft of life. He rests in peace. If you hadn't nailed him to the perch, he'd be pushing up the daisies. He's up the twig. He's curled up his tootsies. He's shuffled off this mortal coil. He's run down the curtain and joined the bleeding choir invisible. He fucking snuffed it. He's RV, the metabolic processes. He's had his lot. All statements to the effect that this parrot is still a going concern are from now on inoperative. This is an ex-parrot.
Well. Well, I'd better replace it then.
You won't get anything down this country. You've got to go. What's the news?
Well, I've had a look around the back, and we're right out of power.
I see, I see. I get the picture.
I got a slug.
Does it talk?
Yeah.
There it is. That's the number one Monty Python sketch or song for the Crazy 8 Countdown this week. It's The Dead Parrot. You're listening to The Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. You know, it's been a lot of fun. I want to thank Mike for being here, being our guest DJ, and just fun, fun stuff. Remember, if you're online and you happen to come across an odd news story, email it to me. I might not have found that one. We like to do Not in the News News. We're going to be back next week with a whole new show, so you're not going to want to miss it. But right now, I want to leave you with what I believe is one of the best songs Neil Diamond has ever written. Lately, I've been playing some Neil Diamond on the show in honor of my mom passing away. But this is from his new album called Home Before Dark. And this song has a lot of power behind it. It is a phenomenal song, and I do believe it is one of Neil Diamond's best. It's a song called If I Don't See You Again.
If I don't see you again, it was a hell of a ride. Don't need to say let's be friends. Don't need to promise.